Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Chris Woodward Show is brought to you by City Credit Union and the Rangers Reward Fan Card. And a good afternoon to you, Woody. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing outstanding. How did it feel to get that first one out of the way yesterday?
I felt pretty good. I'm good to get that off my chest.
So, can you just reset for our listeners if they didn't hear it all? Like, you were ejected from the game yesterday, your first time ever being ejected. We're all very proud of you. What led up to it?
I think it had a lot to do with, you know, the previous one in Oakland, we had an issue with being able to replay a certain play, and this situation was completely different. But, you know, I had talked to the league and umpires, and I try to get everybody's opinion on it just so I know, you know, exactly what I should expect. And the only thing I ask is consistency from every umpire. And that's where sometimes I think everybody gets frustrated with guys kind of take the rules in a certain way. And some people do this, some umpires do this, and they all kind of have their own way of doing it. Well, last night, you know, I know there's a 30-second rule. You know, as soon as a play happens, Cabrera hits the ball off the walls, called out at second base. We knew it was close, so I told the umpires, put my hand up, hey, we're going to look at it. They all knew. So there's a 30 seconds from when I do that we have, you know, to challenge the play. And, you know, Angel, I know when it's getting close to the 30 seconds because the umpire usually makes his way over towards me. You know, probably when there's 10 seconds left, he starts walking over. And usually about 3 or 4 seconds before, they kind of look at me and they yell at me or they tell me, like, Woody, I need to know. You know, give me a call, yes or no. And last night I saw him walking over and I look at Walk and I'm looking at Angel, I'm looking at Walk, and finally, you know, like 3 seconds left, I know that he's about to, you know, give me the ultimatum. I look at Walk and I said, I need to know right now. And so Walk was just about to put his hands on his ears, you know, to challenge, and then he put it back and he gave me the finger 1 second, and then he goes and he said, go challenge it, challenge it. So as I'm getting ready to challenge it, I go to put my hand on my ears to challenge it, and Angel Hernandez waved it off. Just threw out of time, literally right when I was about to do it. And so I didn't understand why he didn't tell me. All he had to do is come. Every other umpire usually comes up and tells me, "Hey, we need to know right now, yes or no." He didn't give me that option. So it's the lack of consistency is the thing that frustrates me, and it possibly costs, you know, our player a double. You know, we felt we were going to challenge it, that he was safe. Whether they called him safe or out I'm not bothered by that.
Well, they called him both. They called him both. Is that different?
They did.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
With that. I was like, whatever, you know, you make the safe call and then the out call. Okay, whatever. But you finally made the out call. All right, we're going to challenge that. He was safe, and he wouldn't allow me to challenge. So I went out there and obviously was upset from as soon as he waved it off. And he said he refused. He goes, no, you ran out of time. And I didn't understand that. So I told him, I'm like, I've gone through this before. I've talked about this a number of times with the league, with everybody, you know, that, you know, I don't understand why you wouldn't allow this. And you never even gave me the ultimatum at the end, which every other umpire has done for me. So that's why I was frustrated. And like I said, it cost our player a double.
When you're ejected from a game, what's the exact rules? Where do you go and what are you doing? Are you just sitting in the clubhouse watching?
I had no idea. I knew I couldn't stay in the dugout, so I just went in, you know, into the clubhouse and, you know, sat in the clubhouse and watched the game. You know, Jurado came out of the game after the sixth inning and we kind of sat together and hung out for the rest of the game.
You must have been happy with his performance. That must have been a fun conversation and fun hangout.
Yeah. No, he's been amazing ever since he's gotten here. And he's pitched some huge innings for us, and yesterday was a huge win for us, you know, for sure splitting the series, you know, big game, huge momentum boost for us, you know, coming into today, and, you know, gives us a chance to win the series today, and, you know, if we win today, a possible sweep. So he did a really good job for us yesterday.
Now, it was just my own personal curiosity popping up, but as you were making your way towards the clubhouse, I suppose, you did remember to grab your piece of paper with notes on it. What was so What'd you need on that piece of paper? You just want to get that out of the next guy's.
I actually gave it to Walk.
Okay.
That was my kind of game card. And I have a bunch of other notes that I have in my clipboard that was already on a bench. So they had everything they needed. They came in and, you know, in between innings and kind of asked me what I felt about this or that, but.
Ooh, that feels like cheating. If you've been ejected, I don't think you're allowed to tell anybody.
I didn't, I swear.
So are we going to get some protocol for warnings and a countdown, do you think, coming from MLB, or are they just going to keep on getting to call it how each wants? Because I think you got a great point there, Woody.
I don't know. I don't see. I'll talk to the league. I talked to a couple guys yesterday already from the, you know, from the MLB. So we'll get clarity on it. And if I have to, you know, we have to have our own 30-second clock. I need to know exactly where that clock is, because if it actually gets to zero and they're willing to wave it off at the last second like that, then I'll have to know that. I just want to know. That's all. Because it's never happened that way. And, you know, unfortunately, this was only maybe the third or fourth time where it actually got down to the last 1 second maybe, and I had to make a decision. And this is the first time I've ever seen, whether me managing or Dave Roberts managing or Lloyd McClendon when I was in Seattle, like, it's never happened that way. So that's why I was so frustrated about it.
All right, let's talk about some of the things going on with your baseball team right now. 7 out of 10 on the road, including, of course, 2 in a row at Fenway. Ariel Jurado, 4 straight quality starts. You've won his last 3 starts. Adrian Sampson, 5 straight solid or better outings, and you've won all 5 of them. Is that the biggest difference and kind of getting it going on the road, is that you've just got more starters that are giving you reliable outings?
That has a lot to do with it, absolutely. You know, we know what we're going to get with Minor and Lynn. They give us quality outings pretty much every time out. But, you know, the other, I guess, 3, you know, there was some question marks. And, you know, Jurado and Sampson have been absolutely invaluable, honestly, in any role, because they both pitch out of the bullpen from the beginning. We've used openers for Sampson. And, you know, they've taken the ball anytime, regardless of what the situation is, you know, and they've done a tremendous job for us, pitched huge innings for us, and gave us a chance to win all those games. And I know our offense, when they're out there, they feel comfortable. They feel like, okay, we score some runs for these guys. They're going to hold it. We're going to get a win. So those are things that, you know, good teams and great teams have. They have depth in their starting rotation. And when you're getting quality innings like that, it gives you a chance to literally win every night.
Okay, and then with Drew Smyly, do you plan on starting him in the Cincy series?
No, we're not gonna start him on Friday. He's gonna go into the bullpen. You know, he's been working on a lot of things. We've had good conversations with him. I still think there's still hope there for him to kind of get back into that starting role. We just want to take a little bit of the heat off of him for now, and hopefully some of the stuff he's been working on can show up in maybe a shorter stint out of the bullpen. And if, you know, if it comes back and he starts showing that, you know, getting some results, some positive results, then maybe we'll insert him back in. But for now, we're probably just going to go, you know, bullpen day on Friday. And then the next start after that, we'll consider, you know, who's going to start.
So Woody, the game's been changed to this afternoon because of the Stanley Cup. Does that change anything in your strategy at all? When they told you it was going to happen, did you have a feeling it was going to happen? What goes into what you're going to try to do today instead of if it was a night game?
I don't think so, because it's not that big of a difference. If it was a 12 o'clock game or a 1 o'clock game, then yes, obviously you worry about some of the position players back-to-back, you know, day game after night game kind of deal. But I don't think with the 4 o'clock start, the only thing I'm kind of worried about is the shadows. The shadows in center field can get kind of nasty around the, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock. The sun's starting to, you know, if it's really sunny out, it's going to create some issues for our hitters to see the ball and also their hitters. So that's the only thing maybe that would be a little bit concerning, and maybe our pitch usage might change because of the lack of ability to see. But other than that, it didn't really change anything.
Woody, I have to make a terrible, terrible admission right now. Before the season started, looking at what you guys had, I imagined when we got to this point in the season, we would be talking about who the Rangers will be selling.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
Is there a sense of pride in that clubhouse, or even with you, in putting a lot of pressure on the front office to view this thing the exact opposite way than I think a lot of people felt it would go?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, listen, I want to win every game, and I've said that many times, but, you know, there was some uncertainty. clearly. There was uncertainty for me and the staff, and you don't know how things are going to play out. And, you know, we still don't know. We still got a long way to go. We got 97 games left. But I guess the one thing that I can hopefully rest assured is that there's been progress. There's been growth. And that's all I ever asked from day one, was that these guys buy in, they dig in, they start to learn. And there's true, you know, long-term development and growth happening that I know we have a good record right now, and that could all change in 10 days. You know, I mean, this game is crazy like that. But, you know, I wanted to instill that belief that we were going to win from day one. And, you know, these guys believe it, man. Like, it's a real belief in that clubhouse that, you know, we can prove people wrong and that we could actually pull this thing off. So that's right up my alley, and that's what I've been preaching the whole time. So absolutely. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, JD and those guys know, and we talk about it every day, but, you know, that, you know, we want to be buyers, not sellers.
So so you're talking with JD every day about the team needs and where you'd like to see things headed when it comes to personnel?
Yeah, absolutely. And he understands. He's, you know, he's obviously really, really, he's got a brilliant mind. So there's a lot of things, obviously, that I'm not aware of that, you know, he's constantly reminding me of. And it's a really good relationship, obviously. And, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for how he puts the team together. And he's been very honest with me from day one about how he's doing that and what he sees in the long-term plans. And that's why I think it's worked out so well so far, because I understand what he's doing and how he's doing it. And it ties into with what I'm doing, which helps a lot.
Well, I don't know what your perspective is, but on this side, we're always looking for big names and exciting names. But it seems like one of the things the organization has done really, really well, especially recently, is find players that might not be household names that can come onto your team and play a very important role.
Yeah, and I think that's really important nowadays. You know, sometimes the big names, and I think, you know, with the analytical age, that's kind of getting, you know, the bigger names aren't as big as people think they are, as in some ways, especially when we start digging pretty deep. Because there's a lot of guys that are under the radar as far as, you know, their performance and who they are as people and how they can actually impact your ball club. So, you know, we're always looking for that. He's always, you know, mentioning names and coming up with names. You know, I know from a budget standpoint, we are, however, where we are, just like every other team. But at the same time, like getting, you know, you look at what Hunter Pence and some of these guys have done for us. You know, we got them as minor league free agents. So, I mean, that's pretty incredible to think about the production we're getting from some of these guys.
So, Woody, one of the names I'm starting to see on the social medias in Rangers minor league is, it looks like Matt Bush has thrown a couple of times in Frisco over the last week. What do you know about how he's doing and the odds that we might see him helping this bullpen?
Yeah, I think it's actually sooner than you think. He's throwing the ball really well. All the reports I've gotten have been great. Life, obviously, his fastball is still the same. His arm feels great. His mind feels he's in a good spot, you know, psychologically, like he's ready to go. And I've talked to him a few times, you know, through text back and forth, and he can't wait to get, you know, to help us out. So it's getting close. It's, I would say at the end, before the end of this month, is when he probably would be available for us. So when we get to that point, we'll decide what we're going to do, and hopefully he can help us.
Would he be more help in the bullpen or more help as in that rotation some kind of way?
I would say probably at the bullpen for sure, considering he's only going to pitch, you know, basically a half a season. But, I mean, you talk about a power arm and some attitude, you know, that's it fit right in down there with the guys we have right now.
Willie Calhoun, what's his progress looking like? Do you know a date on that? And when he's ready, do you anticipate that he'll be quickly back on the major league club for sure?
I can't say that for sure, but I would like him to be. I mean, you know, he did really well for us, and I think he should be ready by the time we get back home on Monday. I would assume he, you know, if everything goes well, unless he has a setback, which I don't foresee, because he feels almost 100% right now. So he's going to get probably four games in Nashville, and, you know, by Monday, you know, we'll have to make a decision on what we're going to do. But, yeah, it would be nice to have him back. I can't say for sure, but we're looking forward to it.
Speaking of guys coming back from injuries, any update on Joey Gallo, what his status is? And can you say a couple of things about Delino DeShields and how he stepped up?
Yeah, Joey's doing well. He's swinging off the tee right now. Last couple of days, he's actually swung. It doesn't really bother him to hit, so I foresee that his hitting progress is going to come along faster than maybe him being in the outfield. Although he thinks he'll be fine, but I think we're going to probably slow play that one by a few days just to make sure that there's no reoccurrence of that injury. So he's getting close as well. Delino, I'm really proud of him. It's similar to Willie, got sent down. Didn't show any pity or, feel sorry for himself or, he took the challenge. I know he wasn't happy about it, but took the challenge and went down and worked on some things. And when he came back, obviously he was a huge impact for us. And I can't wait to see what kind of future impact he has, because I like where his swing's at. He's open to some newer ideas and he's consistent. I think that was the biggest thing for myself and our staff, was just seeing him have consistent at-bats, quality at-bats, quality swings from pitch to pitch, his ability to take a ball. So there's just been a lot of progress there and a lot of growth from him. And he with his speed and his ability to play the outfield, he provides a lot of value for us.
Okay, speaking of that outfield, when Gallo comes back, do you plan on him every day in center field, or how are we expecting him to be played?
That's a great question. There's a lot of moving pieces here with Delino here and Danny, with a full outfield, if Willie comes back. So we got some decisions to make, obviously. And if Delino is here, I don't foresee, Joey playing every day. We'd use obviously Delino there as well. So I can't say for certain, honestly. It's a good problem to have.
What is
too many good players?
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of that, what is Danny Santana's best defensive position, do you think?
Probably either center. When we saw him play second base every day, that was he was really impressive there. So I don't know if second base would be his best position, but center field, he's pretty good.
All right.
He's really athletic. He's fast. He's got a great arm. So he has all the attributes of a really good center fielder.
The numbers probably still aren't where you'd like to see him, but month by month, Rugi's been getting better in pretty much every regard hitting. How are you evaluating that progress that he's making and where you want him to be?
Yeah, no, he is. He's been really open to a lot of ideas and has really made some significant progress over the last, I would say, 3 weeks, more so than before. I think before he was, I wouldn't say he was stubborn in a good way. He knows what he's done in the past to be successful and, kind of letting go of some of those, what he felt were cemented beliefs. He's kind of let go of some of those and it was open to some change. So I think it's been really a lot better over the last 2 or 3 weeks. His swings are better. His foul balls are better. His timing is better. His ability to hit the ball forward, hard, it is a lot better. So he's having some big at-bats for us, too. The double he hit yesterday off the lefty was, that kind of got us going.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's fearless out there. So when he starts to hit, when he starts to play with a little bit more confidence, which he already has, but when that confidence is high, you saw the other day and at that home game, he can do a lot of really good things for you.
Woody, I noticed that you've dropped the nickname Sands on our pre- and post-game show host, Jared Sandler. Is that official? Are we running with that? You're calling the shots here.
I can, yeah. I can do that. I'll do it tonight.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.